Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with our exit interview podcast here for the final three of Survivor Go Wrong. Of course, on Wednesday night, it was the finale of Survivor Go Wrong, and Michelle is your winner of Survivor Season 32. And so we're going to be speaking with her, we're going to be speaking with Aubrey, and we're going to be speaking with Ty here in this podcast. However, we will not be speaking with Sydney, according to what I have gotten from CBS. She is on a flight today. I'm not sure what she has going on, but for whatever reason, she was flying out early on Thursday morning and was not doing press, at least with the people that are doing the calls on Thursday. I know she spoke with Josh Wigler on the red carpet last night, so you can check out what he had to say with her in his exit press that he does for Parade.com by going to robaswebsite.com/parade. And then we'll also check in with Josh later on today on our voicemail show, which you can still get your voicemails in if you're listening to this in these first couple of hours that it's posted, robaswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. So first is going to be Michelle, and then we have one call that's going to be Aubrey and Ty together on one phone call. So that's going to be second. So first up is going to be Michelle. Before we get into the exit press, last night I did the Survivor Know-It-Alls with Stephen Fishbeck, though we had a nice wrap up to the season. We talked about why the vote went the way that it did, and certainly talked a lot about that wacky reunion show, which was on after. So that was very fun. Check that out. And as I mentioned, the voicemail show with Josh Wigler coming up later on today. Make sure you don't miss it. When you subscribe to the podcast, go to robaswebsite.com/iTunes, a search for RHAP in your favorite podcatcher. All right, I see here that we have the winner of Survivor Go Wrong joining us here on the line. Michelle, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Michelle, good morning. Congratulations on your big win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, hanging in there. Hanging in there, Michelle. So let's get into talking about your game and this season. So it was the big tribal council last night, and you ended up with, what, 5 of the 7 votes? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. 5 out of 7.
Was there any vote out of that 5 that you really surprised ended up going your way?
Not super surprised. I mean, the Debbie vote, you never know where Debbie's really going to land and what's going on, you know, in her head. So it was hard for me to really get a read on what she was going to, you know, where she was going to place that and what she valued, what game she valued, or if she was bitter or what, because she made this kind of stand for Aubrey, but she did make a stand for me as well. She didn't make the cut, but I was a little bit surprised that her vote went to me, but happy at the end of the day, obviously.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that I learned that last night, that I thought that Nick voted for you and that Debbie voted for Aubrey, but no, it turns out that it was the opposite way around. Were you surprised that you didn't get Nick's vote?
No, not at all. I never believed that I would have Nick's vote. I think Nick believed that I was this person that was just kind of playing on emotion and, you know, weak and all of these things, that he believed that because that's the person that I showed him. And so, you know, if you show this side of you to somebody, that's what they're going to believe. And so I don't think he ever got to see a strong Michelle that was coming out and swinging. And no matter what I did, I think he was kind of already set in his belief that I was that person. And so I didn't think that I never thought it was going to go towards me. And I know that he really respects this game, and Aubrey played a great game. And I wasn't surprised that he kind of voted with logic and, you know, gameplay rather than, you know, relationships.
And you showed him, right?
I don't need to be carried, bro.
Right?
Oh, the soundbite. I love it.
Now, in talking to people after the game, do you feel like that people have been too pro-Aubrey in talking with people on social media and stuff like that? Do you feel like that your game has been slighted in any way?
No, people are going to root for who they want to root for, and that's the beauty of this game. People are going to connect, you know, with certain players, and just as much as people connect with Aubrey, people connect with Ty, and they're both really lovable, and they played amazing games, and Sydney, for that matter. And I love all of them and all the things that they've done. And I played a different game, and I played true to myself, and that's really all I can do. And I'm happy that they have the support that they have. And I, I respect them and I respect what they did, and they deserve any support that they're getting. And any support that I'm getting, I'm humble for that as well. So
I know that your game was about playing in the middle and the social game, but I do think that the thing that you do that I think that really people tend to love is when you tell these guys off, like whether it's Nick or Ty, hopefully not me. I think that people really go nuts when you do that. I think that that's your thing.
Yeah, I think I'm so calm majority of the time. I'm really like, I'm just really steady. You always know that. Sydney said it yesterday. She's like, Storm would have came out so much more if you weren't there. You were my calming presence. And she's like, I don't know what I would have done without you, seriously. And I think that that's what people perceived me as. And then I would come out and just do this crazy Jersey sass. And my family's like, oh my God, that's you when you're arguing with us. And, and you know, that's that the fire comes out. And yeah, I don't know where it comes from. It just, it's explosive.
Yeah. I know you're a big fan of the show and you've watched it for many years. Was there one person in particular that you feel like you tried to model your game after, or was this just a Michelle original?
It was a Michelle original. Michelle original. I never went in saying that this was going to be my strategy, or this is how I was going to play, or this is who I want to take to the end, follow this path. I never got regimented in that, and I wanted to stay really fluid and adaptable. And I think as soon as you start saying, this is who I'm going to mimic, these are the, you know, I love that this person made this move and I'm really going to try and do that, I think you're pigeonholing yourself into playing a certain way and doing yourself a disservice. You have to play your way, play up to your strengths. I couldn't play how Aubrey played. I couldn't play how Sydney played. I couldn't play how Ty played. I couldn't play how Poverty played. I played Michelle's way. And, whether or not that's respected at the end of the day, I mean, I'm happy with it because I played to the best of my ability.
Now, coming out of that tribal council, I know you were very worried that Aubrey was going to be able to twist the jury like no other. Did you feel like you had the game won when you left tribal council that night?
Aubrey has a way with words, you know, fancy footwork out there. She's beautifully articulate. And so, yes, I was very concerned going in with her. But after looking at the jury and looking up there and seeing a bunch of my friends who I know love and support me and who had tossed me a lot of love when they were tossing a lot of people a lot of shade, I felt confident and hopeful. But of course, I'm looking at Aubrey next to me and saying, you played a beautiful game as well, and I can see them handing it to you. So it's been a year of me really not knowing and back and forth, sometimes feeling really confident and then sometimes feeling really down and out and feeling like I lost it. So it's been a roller coaster for sure.
Now, when you took Neil's vote away in the twist that we saw last night, were you surprised at how much disdain he seemed to have towards you at that point, or you weren't, and that was why you took his vote away?
I was definitely not surprised by his anger. Well, first off, I think some of that anger probably stemmed from the fact that he was medically evacuated, which is obviously not Neil's, like no one else out there. Like, he loves this game, and he really thinks to this day that he would have won. So I think that he was already upset about that. And he saw Final Tribal as this time where he could speak up and make this whole stand. And if anybody out there would have done that, I think it would have been him, who really wants to shine and do something crazy and speak really boisterously. And so I knew that, you know, he stripping that from him would hurt him. And his natural reaction to being hurt is saying something and doing something impulsive, and he did, and it only further proved my point of why I wanted to take him off.
You should have given it back to him right there. That would have been, people would have gone nuts for that too.
I know. Well, I just smiled and laughed because I was honestly pretty caught off guard by the whole situation. He came over with his arms out. I was like, is he going to hug me? What the heck's going on?
Yeah.
I was really confused. I did say, fuck you, but they didn't show that. So, I did say fuck you and flip the bird, but they edited that out. So come on, of course I said something.
All right. You were very impressive down the stretch in terms of winning these challenges, and really in the individual part of the game, that was something that was talked about, that you were potentially a liability, that you were holding back the swap tribe, and that you were talked about as somebody that they might want to get rid of. But then you really turned it into another gear and went to another level in these challenges. And these weren't like gimme challenges. You solved the memory challenge and somehow memorized all those numbers. You ended up going through this obstacle course and then beat Aubrey and Sydney in putting the puzzle together and then beat out Aubrey in the dexterity challenge. What clicked for you that you were able to win these challenges?
Some people, when they have their back against the wall, crumble and let it get to them and let it eat at them. When my back is against the wall, which I think we saw with Tyvo, I come out swinging, and I knew that there was nobody that was going to save my ass out there. Nobody except myself. And it lit a fire under me like no other. And I just came out, and something, some kind of spiritual oasis happened, and I just clicked into another gear and made it work. I think that I knew that I was really, really on the outs, and I needed it more than anyone else. And so.
That moment when you kick the puzzle, I mean, I think that that's going to be people's avatar. You're going to see that like a million times on Twitter, I think, in the next couple of years. What clicked in your brain that said, I'm going to kick the puzzle with this karate kick?
It's funny you say that, because Jeff was like, wouldn't this be cool, like, if somebody kicked this at the end? And I was like, okay, I guess I can get it. It wasn't this like, yeah, Michelle, like, you should totally, there's this tower here and do a kung fu chop on it. I'm not like some kind of, you know, woo karate kid or anything like that. Yeah, I think I just was like, all right, Jeff insinuated that that's what he wants, and I'm going to fucking do it because I just won immunity and I'm going to the end. At least that was my mindset at that point.
Last night, Julia said that she was your friend, but she really gave it to you. I felt like, at least in the opening of her statement about how Michelle, in the beginning of this game, you were at the bottom, you were just a number. And she basically implied that you were a number up until the point that she left the game. Do you feel like that that is a false narrative in any way?
Listen, love Julia. She's my best friend out of this game. Totally respect her. But Julia was going with the guys, and I constantly was reining her in, and she voted the way that, you know, I persuaded her to vote every time. And I think that she could have easily gone over with the guys right from the beginning. And if I was following the lead, then I could have gone over with the guys and we could have been a strong five with Ty. And I didn't choose to go that way. I chose to bring her over to an alliance that she really didn't want to be in. And so, I mean, she's going to see what she wants to see. But it did, the vote for her really did start my game, in terms of things that I could say, this was a big move for me, but it really was already brewing before that, low key. So it's hard for people to sometimes look at their game and say, okay, maybe I didn't play the way that I thought I did. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you guys were in this interesting position where between the two of you, you and Julia, you guys are allies, and you really could have gone either direction, where you could have gone with the guys or you could have gone with the women. And she has more ties to, not tie the actual guy, but she has more connections to the guys, and you have more connections to the women. But it seems like that neither group is particularly interested in bringing you to the end. So how did you decide to go with the women rather than the guys?
It was more of just me having more connection with them. I felt that I had more of a voice. I was able to talk with them. I was very close with Joe, which wasn't shown. Actually, when it appeared that Sydney was the one who kind of saved me from that one vote, Joe was right there next to her on the rocks coming in and saying, that's not going to happen. We're not going to, you know, we're here for you. And, you know, you showed your loyalty and we want to keep you. And Joe was right there with her.
Going back to the sabotage of the camp, and we talked about this a lot between Jason and Scott, they feel like it worked. It was an effective move in the game, but it did seem like it drove a wedge between you and those guys, at least for a couple of votes. Did you think that that was an effective strategy that those guys had to sabotage the camp at that point?
No, that did not drive a wedge between us. No. Let me just clarify that I'm willing to overlook all of that. I came to them right after the Nick vote and said, hey guys, like, you want to work together? Like, are you willing? And it was that next morning and they were like, no, we don't want to work with you. And then they pulled all of that stuff. And I was like, okay, like, the line has been drawn in the sand, and I'm on this side of the line, you're on that side of the line, and now we're done. You know, so it was not me. They were really bitter that morning, and I was not going to stand for people acting childish. But that was their strategy, and they said that it worked for them to a degree. So each their own.
Michelle, well, again, thank you so much for coming on with me again. Congratulations on your win. I hope that at some point we can do more of a deep dive into all the different things from the season. But before you go, could you just give us one time for posterity, one last bro I know?
Bro, I know.
Thank you. All right. Congratulations again. Have a great day today, Michelle.
No problem, bro.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Mish Fitz, Michelle Fitzgerald, here on the podcast, your latest Survivor winner. I thought that was a pretty good spot. She got to showcase a little bit more of her personality and her feistiness, which we only got to see in small pieces on the show, but I think that people always liked it when it came out, and hopefully we can see more of that from her in the future. And I'd love to really just do like I've done with all the different winners over the last couple seasons, you know, really talk through, okay, what were you thinking at this vote? What were you thinking at this vote? Because I don't know if we always got that from her in the episodes, and it would be great just to have that sort of record to go through of what she was thinking at what point in time. All right, so we're going to switch gears here, and let's bring in the second and third place finishers from Survivor Korong. Here they are. It's Aubrey and Ty. Good morning.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Yay.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, well, I'm tired. Amazing.
Okay.
I'm losing my voice.
I kind of sound like Cher, but it's all good. Cher's cool. My voice.
Okay. Well, I know this is a tough spot, two people on the line, but there's so many things that I need to get into with the both of you. Let me start with Aubrey. And I know there's a lot of disappointed people out there. I'm sure you've heard from many of them. Do you feel like, was there anything that you feel like you could have done differently that would have swayed the minds of this jury?
I do not believe, Rob, in that moment that there was anything that I could have done to sway the jury. It was not my night. It was like walking into a room and everybody was talking about you and it wasn't good. I just had that vibe when I left that it wasn't going to work for me. Some people probably say that I could make the argument about my two biggest allies getting bumped out of the game as like, this was my journey. It was super hard, but I knew that that jury was not loving the fact that I worked with Joe. They saw it as my extra vote. They didn't see it as something that I actively did to keep Joe with me. And I know some of them believe that I was saved because Neil went out. So I knew that argument was going to work. So I thought the best thing I could do was state what I did. And that's what I did. And it was the best I could do in that moment. And I also saw some secret scenes this morning. And it sounds like Jason and Scott were pretty made up that they were going to vote between Michelle and Ty and that I wasn't in the running. So that was interesting to see.
Yeah, not great to hear for any of us, probably. But I'm interested to know, how does this all play out in a world where Joe does not get medevaced at the final five? We saw you two working closely together where once he gave Michelle that Thai massage, then you came back and talked to him. Have you guys talked about how that would go if Joe doesn't get medevaced last week?
If Joe wasn't medevaced, my ideal final three was Thai and Joe all the way.
And who do you guys vote off at the final five? Sydney, if she doesn't win immunity?
At the final five, I think Michelle. Ty, right? Michelle.
At the final five, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I think
Ty, how about you with this jury? Were you surprised that you didn't get any of these votes? Because all season long, we heard from people like, oh, Ty is going to be a big threat if he gets to the end. You got to watch out for Ty. Sydney said, I don't want to go to no final three with no Ty. And then ultimately, you didn't get a vote from anybody on this jury.
How sad is that? Sad is that? People think I'm a dad, and I'm not. I think you guys see differently that the jury was pretty hostile. I mean, I think I pissed off a lot of jury, and that last tribal was painful. I was not looking forward to watch it because at some point I would become like I'm completely spent. I don't know. I was completely exhausted. The environment actually took over. my body, and I would not even articulate or defend myself, which I have a lot of things to claim, but as a reason, I did not able to just articulate and claim all my, all the thing I do as well, and I was not able to convince the jury. And leaving it, I didn't think I would even be, after the trial, I say, oh my God, I'm going to look like an idiot, like a village idiot. Tribal, so I didn't think I would get one single vote.
Aubrey, I'd love to know, how much did you consider Ty's plan at the final six when he wants to use his extra vote advantage with Michelle? You said it was like Sophie's choice in the episode, but was that something you actually considered and didn't do because Joe wasn't into it, or it was something that was never on the table for you?
It was very much on the table for me, Rob. It was a tough decision. Ty made a very good argument. And in many ways, I agreed that Michelle was a well-rounded player in terms of her capabilities at immunity challenges. She just won that memorization challenge out of nowhere. I knew she hadn't made people angry. She hadn't angered them by hurting them, voting them out. And then there was Jason. He was really good speaking. He has a great story. He's very endearing. There are parts of him very endearing when you're one-on-one. And I considered it a lot, but to me, at that point in the game, Ty was someone I'd worked with. I saw Ty as a threat in the game, and I thought that that was my opportunity to maximize my chances of having maybe Sydney or Michelle take me to the final three, but also kind of depart from Ty and show that even though he had the advantages, like maybe this was me kind of coming into my own out of our partnership. So it was tough. I considered it. And then once, Joe got medevaced, I had no wiggle room to get rid of Michelle after that.
You always want wiggle room.
I took a gamble on going for Jason first. No wiggle room. No, none. Not at all. There was no place to course correct.
Ty, I thought you had a very interesting move at the final four last night when you decided to force the tie and go into a potential final three with Aubrey rather than vote against her. Was that just out of loyalty, or were you thinking that there might be a final two? Why keep Aubrey around at that final four vote?
I think I was blind by my love for Aubrey. The disagreement I see hanging dry with the Jason vote. I mean, I talked to her, might be a little bit late, like maybe an hour before tribal. That mystery Jason vote, like I talked to Aubrey, Debbie, she says she would tell Doc, Bobby, and Audrey, and Joe. And me was able to check out Jason and that vote, and she decided not to vote, let me hang dry one. And then second time with Michelle, I had the same conversation, and she decided to blindside me, having to vote for Michelle, wasted my vote, and didn't tell me to. And then somehow I was blind by love for Aubrey. I still do. I love her. You know, watching it, I say, wow, that's painful. Like, what an idiot I am. And I'm so devoted to her. And at the end, I was just taking Aubrey with me to the end. That's my promise to her. And also, I want to show the jury that I was a loyal person. When I stick to my lines, I stick to my lines. So that was strategic also to keep my promise. And I would want to go with her to the final, which is a dumb thing strategically, but it felt right in my heart.
Yeah.
Taking her with me.
No, she's good. Ty, if you had a vote, let me put you on the spot. Would you have cast your jury vote for Aubrey or Michelle?
Aubrey, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, again, and I know she's on the phone with you, so there's a lot of pressure for that, Ty. I don't want to put you in a bad spot.
No, not at all. And no, not at all. But you should ask her, where is she? If I'm on the last final, what did she vote for me? I'm sorry, Aubrey. I'm putting you on the spot now.
Okay, Aubrey, I'll ask you the same question. If you had a vote between Ty and Michelle, where would you have gone?
Between Ty and Michelle? Oh, Ty and Michelle, Ty.
Oh,
absolutely. Wow.
Ty
or Sydney?
Ty or Sydney, that would have been close, but I think I would have, I would like to, maybe Sydney. I think Sydney, because of the fire and some of the way she executed her strategy, it would have been close. It would have been a race, but I think Sydney.
Well, let's talk about Sydney, because I was actually very surprised that she didn't give you her vote, Aubrey. Were you really surprised by that? She seemed hurt by the fact of how she went out of the game.
Yeah, I knew that Sydney was hurt when it was over. I knew I didn't get her vote. I was really hoping, though, that she would be able to put it aside and see that I felt I had to make that decision in that moment because I saw her as the biggest threat in the game. And you underestimate when someone goes out just how raw something is. And she didn't have very much time to process how she went out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were in her position and I was went out like she did, it's very possible that I would have done the same thing she did. She did, and maybe I wouldn't have voted for her because I was so hurt in that moment. But was it disappointing? It was, but that's the game.
I want to talk about the loss of Neil for you on the jury. Do you feel like that had Neil stayed on the jury? I know it's only one vote and it was a bigger margin of victory than just that one vote. But do you feel like that he would have been able to potentially make a case for you in front of the jury, a la an Eric Cardona or dare I say a half Murphy to really paint the case in your favor?
So you mean would he have done for me what Scott did for Michelle? Yes, I think that Neil would have made a case for me, but I can't say that that case would have gone over well. Neil is a very articulate, very smart, very honest person, and that's why I appreciate him. I'm not sure if he got up there, people would have been swayed for me, or it would have annoyed them and they would have gone against me. I'm really not sure.
Ty, everybody is talking about that moment last night where Sia walks up on the stage and starts talking, and Jeff doesn't even know what's going on. She walks up on the stage. She loves Mark the Chicken. She's giving you money. How familiar were you with Sia before all of this?
No, I'm such an idiot. I know she's a huge fan, but I don't know her music. But then I don't know what she looked like. After the moment, I listened to her. I said, of course I know all this song. I said, don't relate name. I don't follow artists. But that's why it's such a surprise. So, yeah, at that moment, I said, okay, she's huge. She gave me money. She's giving me money. The animal is amazing. And yeah, but then of course I know her music. You know, I said, don't relate. I mean, I watch video. So. Yeah, it was a great moment. I'm so thankful that recognized that, you know, the animal or the living being. So that really bring awareness to that, and I really appreciate that. And then, you know, $50,000 go a long way for animal organizations. I don't know which one you're going to go to. And, you know, and probably several, and also $50,000, a lot of money. I'm going to save it up and do a little bit. Traveling, bring Mark, my boyfriend Mark. Maybe go to Cambodia, look for the other Mark.
Yeah. And Aubrey, you have all these people on Twitter. You should have won. Where's your $50,000?
It would be nice. I would love it, but it's all good. Yeah. Like, I think Ty really did show people, like, the beautiful spirit he is, and it was infectious out there.
Absolutely.
And it's very cool that someone stood up and said, this is a great person. We need more people like this in the world. Mm-hmm. And please use this money wisely. And I know Ty will give it to someone, or he'll give it to the bees or feral
the
cats.
The bees need it.
And
yeah.
He's doing good in the world. I trust Ty with the money.
Okay. We've only got a couple minutes left, but this is something that we talked about all season long, and I would love to get to the bottom of. At the Debbie vote, we talked about how you and Sydney put the votes on Debbie. Other people said, why didn't they flush the idol? Aubrey, can you just talk a little bit about your mindset there and why you chose the path that you chose at that point?
For the Debbie vote?
The Debbie vote.
I thought that Ty was the key to the game. I knew Ty was a big threat in the game. He had tools in the game. And I knew, or I believed, that I would never be able to work with Ty if Debbie was around. And the way I was going to shake up the game and begin to maybe start having a relationship with Ty was if Debbie was out of the game. She started to become a little bit erratic in the game in terms of going in a different direction than me. And I thought it's what I had to do to get some stability and be able to work with other people, because stability is really important in Survivor. You need that person.
I was surprised to hear that you didn't get Debbie's vote, because it seemed like that she was basically saying that she was giving it to you at the final tribal council. Real quick, how big of a surprise was that for you?
I wasn't surprised. I had that hunch. I actually heard her tell Michelle in the shower that she voted for her when we got back. So Wasn't sure if that was true or not true, but I understand Debbie was super hurt. I would have hoped that she could look beyond it and respect my game and the hard decision I had to make. I would like to think that if I were in her position, I would be able to see beyond it, but such is life, Rob.
Yes.
Say they want to vote for the biggest strategist and that they want to, that it's an emotional game, but play for the best game. But wow, you really don't quite understand it. I think Steven said it, that you don't really quite understand a jury until you're sitting on one or you're sitting across from one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wish we had more time, but I know you guys got to run.
Yeah.
Ty, congratulations on everything. I really loved your closing comments in the final tribal council last night. I thought that was very beautiful what you said. Aubrey, again, best to you.
Thank you.
I do hope that at some point in the future we have time for a longer conversation, because I'm sure that myself and the listeners would greatly appreciate that.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
Thank
Rob.
Thank you.
All
Thanks,
the best
Rob.
To both of you. And yeah, great meeting you both. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Aubrey and Ty tried to get in as many different questions as we could in that 15-minute window, but you know, it's hard enough to get everything in with one person, let alone two people that you have a lot of questions for on these exit interviews. But I do hope that we will have more opportunities to speak with the both of them whenever they are available to talk to me. I do hope that we can get into it more with both of them. All right, so that's going to do it for exit interviews here this morning. I am going to be coming back with Josh Wiggler later on today. He was at the finale. I got to talk to him a little bit when I saw him out last night. We didn't really talk at all about the finale, so I'm looking forward to hearing all of his stories, and we could talk about some other stories from the after party last night, which was very, very fun. I probably had one too many drinks there, which made this podcast a little bit harder to do than it should have been on my end, but it was nothing an extra cup of coffee couldn't end up fixing. So I'm going to get back to work on listening to your voicemails and getting ready for the show with Josh. Love to hear what you guys have to say in the comments. And as always, thanks so much to the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. What a fun season of podcasting this has been from when we first started talking about this season back in January. Still one more podcast to go to wrap it up, but I just really wanted to say, of course, thank you guys so much for your support, and it really is a pleasure to get to do what I get to do and talk about people who play this game, which is so much fun. So thanks again to all of you guys. So if you want to find out more about the benefits of becoming a patron, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/patron or click on the banners in the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com. All right. I am very much looking forward to reading your comments. I know that there are a lot of polarizing opinions out there about this finale, so I just do ask that in the comments, just try to be respectful, make your point, don't attack others, you try not to attack the players even in terms of making your argument. I think we're better than that. I think we can do better and have a mature, civil discussion about this TV game show that we all love. So looking forward to reading what you guys have to say, and we'll be back with Josh Wiggler later on today. Take care, everybody. Bye.